a building that...
It's Cofield and Company.
This is one of the reason that this fight is so big, and the reason that people are so fired up about this fight, it's two of the best in the world in their prime fighting when they should be fighting. So anything can happen in this fight. If it stays on its feet, Conor McGregor can absolutely knock Khabib out. If Khabib gets him down on the ground, pins him against the fence, and gets on top of him, maybe Conor doesn't get back up. Anything can happen in this fight. Two of the best in the world. That's what makes it so exciting.
The UFC has been pretty good on making these big fights. Now, money can get in the way. It hasn't yet. And Conor McGregor is making big dollars in this one. Officially from the commission, he's making $3 million. But McGregor was talking about, and so was Dana White, who you heard there, about McGregor getting upwards of $50 million. Al Bernstein is with us from the world of boxing. He loves MMA as well. Al, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you ever think that MMA would get to the point where, one, the monies would get this big for the fighters, and two, this is the most important part, the UFC would actually allow the fighters to make this kind of money?
Yeah, those are both interesting questions, because when one organization is, you know, is running it, they can control that to an extent. But, you know, but I think they understood that at some point the fighters were paramount to this and needed to be rewarded, and it's gone up. And this fight, my God, I mean, you're a better judge than me because you cover the sport more carefully, but this fight is such a huge fight and one that resonates for so many different reasons. I mean, Conor McGregor has become an even more controversial figure than he was before, what with the whole bus incident and him coming back to the sport, how people reacted to his foray into boxing with Floyd Mayweather. There's so many things swirling around him, and Khabib is just terrific. So, and they know, everyone understands, this is, in fact, as your clip pointed out, a 50-50 match.
So let's get back to the MMA side of things in 5 minutes, because I want to get boxing in here. Al Bernstein's with us from Showtime, of course, was part of the family here at ESPN Las Vegas. How big for boxing is this Wilder, and it's not Joshua, but Wilder and Fury fight?
Well, it's culminating a year of 2018 that's been the best year boxing's had since 2013. Now, 2017 was good, but 2018 has been, the product has been excellent. You know, the sport has its other attendant issues like judging and all the rest of it, but that's never going to go away in a combat sport, and we're talking about MMA. That sport, it has to deal with those kind of issues as well. But it's the culmination of a very good year, and I think because it is a major heavyweight match, the world didn't get the Wilder-Joshua fight yet, but this is the next best thing, I think, as far as American fans are concerned. It's got the American titleist in Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, who is... I covered many of his fights, his early fights, when I was announcing for a British network, Channel 5 over there. And so I've had the chance to kind of see his career from the beginning. He is a larger-than-life personality, that's for sure. And because he had the lineal heavyweight championship, despite his absence from the sport, he means something. So I think it is an important fight for boxing. And again, because it's coming at the end of such a good year.
Now, Al, Anthony Joshua, the aforementioned heavyweight, had just knocked off Povetkin, and he had hinted at a potential Wilder matchup in England in April. Obviously, Wilder has to get past Fury, but if that fight happens, I think a lot of people think it'll be one of the biggest fights in heavyweight, you know, recent heavyweight history. So my question to you is how much has boxing missed out on not making this fight prior?
Well, that's always the question. You know, sometimes fights are difficult to make. It's not as if this has been resonating for 4 years or something, like Pacquiao Mayweather. Because of the way the business, we talked about the MMA business model, which at least, you know, does, there are several organizations, but the UFC can control the people within its realm. Boxing can't do that. So as a result of that, while boxing has made great matches in 2018, some are going to fall through the cracks. This is one that so far has fallen through the cracks. But I think both of these, if they each win, if Wilder would win this fight against Fury, there would be no diminution in the scale of the Joshua Wilder fight. I don't think there would be any damage done.
Al, how big was the, or will the impact be of HBO dropping boxing?
You know, to be honest, you know, there are so many, we're at a point where there are, I mean, obviously it's a very nostalgic thing for many people. HBO was a major player in boxing for so long, but boxing has so many platforms now. You know, there, obviously there's us at Showtime carrying the banner for the premium sports networks, and we've provided some really, really good fights. DAZN, which is the streaming internet service, ESPN with all of Aram's fights and other fights as well. It's not just Aram's fights, and ESPN Plus. And now Fox is getting ready to launch a essentially once a month over the air Fox boxing series that I can tell you from what I've heard from the inside is going to include mostly terrific matches. So, I mean, hopefully, they hope all of them are going to be terrific, but right, obviously not everything works. But, so boxing has a lot of platforms. So, you know, to be honest, I don't know if it's going to have a huge effect.
Right, so you'd equate it to NBC losing. It was a big shock to the system when NBC, for a while, lost the NFL and Fox got in the mix. It's just different players now.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy, because we all wondered. We said, oh, my God, you know, at that moment, we said, this seems inappropriate, but we didn't realize, you know, or didn't know for sure that Fox would be able to carry the mantle. And at that time, remember, as you're pointing out, Fox was a lesser player as a network to NBC, mm-hmm. But they clearly became, not only because of the football, but because of their primetime programming and other things, they became as big a player.
Al Bernstein, Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Famer. This guy's the guy in boxing for a long time. I won't say years and years and years, because then it makes you sound old, right, Al? Ryan McKinnell's here.
Yeah,
he's also,
no, well,
he's also great on MMA. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Al, as we talked about, obviously, you know, with the fight with Conor and Khabib and the ramifications and how big it is, I just want to get your thoughts on the stylistic matchup. What you could, how excited are you for this fight, being a fan of combat sports?
Yeah, I also think what makes this fight, you guys alluded to the style matchup, what makes this fight fun is you do not have to be a brilliant mixed martial arts analyst or pundit.
Right.
To know what makes this fight special. You know, we know that Conor McGregor is a terrific stand-up fighter, and his hope or his goal is to win by a knockout in the first couple rounds. We also know that Khabib will be looking to carry this fight past the first couple of rounds, where he can do ground and pound and where he can get on top and take McGregor down, and we know McGregor's had issues with stamina. So, you know, there's a pretty clear-cut path to victory for each man, and that's part of what makes this fascinating.
Speaking of fascinating fights, Al, I'm a firm believer where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm sure you've heard about it, obviously. You know, Floyd's been talking a little bit. Conor has been doing interviews this week. He actually brought up Floyd's name. He said he might be interested in a second fight. When I hear stuff like that, I tend to think there's some truth in that. I think they're putting feelers out. What do you think? You think we're going to see a Mayweather-McGregor too?
Well, to be honest, I think you're more likely to see a Pacquiao-Mayweather number two.
Yeah.
Between the two possibilities, I think the second is, I think Pacquiao Mayweather is a more likely prospect.
Do you think fans will ever get sick of this? Do you think they'll ever, you know, be, I mean, I'm sure there's a group of fans that are aware of what Floyd's doing, kind of cherry picking and making cash grabs. When they made the Mayweather-McGregor fight, I said Danny Ocean's rounding up the crew and he's going for another heist. You know what I mean? Do you think at any point fans will get sick of this?
I think people and again, we can analyze this for hours,
sure,
right, and go round and round on it. People gravitate to the idea of Floyd Mayweather in a major fight. You know, people can talk about his style. He takes the air out of fights. They can talk about level of competition, though the irony is he would point to all these champions that he's fought. Like, he would point to it and say, hey, I fought Canelo a couple of fights ago, and look, now everybody's acting like he's the king of the world.
Sure.
Of course, a larger Canelo right now might be an interesting fight, and that's probably unlikely to happen. Canelo's fighting in December, but you know, people want to see Floyd Mayweather in these major fights. They just seem to want him.
Wilder, Fury, December 1st, Showtime pay-per-view. You know, traditional time. We're looking at a 6 o'clock start to the pay-per-view at Staples. Hey, I got to ask you a question about, I saw a tweet with you and Farhood and Barry Tompkins. Where were you guys, in L.A. or here? Where'd you get dinner?
We were at the Pechanga. I just came there. I went up to visit. They were doing a Showbox show, and I hadn't seen them in a while. I hadn't seen Barry, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to go visit them.
Nice.
And so I went up there, and we all hung out, and it was a lot of fun.
And when's the next time you perform at the Italian American Club here in town?
Well, you know, I don't know.
We did
a show there, and of course, I was going to perform. I would have been performing the night before the Wilder Fury fight. It would have been the night before December 1st at the Tuscany Hotel, had they not made that fight in Los Angeles. So that was going to be my next musical foray, but now I'm not sure. So it'll be to be determined at this point. But I am excited to be ringside for Wilder Fury. So unless I fly back from L.A. that night and go back. No, I don't think so.
Al, let's catch up soon. Thank you.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Bye-bye.
There you go. Al Bernstein, formerly with us here at ESPN Las Vegas. Some bigger gigs out there, like every boxing gig you could imagine over the last 30, 35 years. We'll have that up if you missed the conversation at LVSportsNetwork.com.